This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kamlo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, heili khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeonghaseyo, ulawinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Kia ora te whanau, It's Ash here from the Dunedin Multicultural Council, and welcome to our lovely show. I hope you all have had a lovely day in this beautiful weather. It's just pouring down with rain outside. It does look nice, so it is quite a sight to behold. And Dunedin is so green. It's fantastic. I always like to think we should look on the brighter side when it's raining and when things are rough and tough and wet and hard to do, you know. It's good to look on the bright side. Dunedin's nice and green. It looks beautiful. On a different note, I've got my brother Peter Keisha here in the studio.
Welcome.
And we are going to host your show for you today. And I think we've got a very special show lined up today, don't we? Because it's
Happy Chinese New Year. Happy Chinese New Year, Gong Yi Fa Choi.
So happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
And it's the year of the fire horse. Yeah, so that happens, every 60 years, doesn't it?
Is it every 60 years?
Every 60 years.
So does that mean this year is your
60th?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big milestone.
Yeah.
60th. That's a goodie.
Yep.
Yeah. Any big plans?
I might go to the Chinese Gardens. They're having an event there this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
21st of February at the Chinese Gardens, 33 Queen's Gardens at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Cool.
So big shout out to Weedy, who's the president of the Chinese Association.
Oh, yeah. No, good old Weedy. Now, are they performing a dance too? Or they usually do a dance?
They usually do.
Yeah, quite like their
dance. It'll be interesting what they'll be doing for the Year of the Fire Horse, where they'll have, because they have their dragon dance, don't they?
Yeah.
So they have a fire horse, a horse dance.
Yeah. So when's that? Is that this?
This Saturday.
This Saturday at 7 o'clock at night. They'll have fireworks in that too. They usually do it.
Yeah. 21st of Feb.
Well, hopefully it's not pouring down with rain.
No, it won't be. It won't be. And shout out to all those ones up north that are being flooded. I hope everything's okay with yours.
Hope they're okay. Yeah.
It's quite sad to hear, actually, when I think about some of the families have been affected a few times by the floods and that.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. So we also have this Thursday, Men with Mana.
That's right, yeah, down at Super Grands.
Yeah. Mm. You want to tell the listeners a bit about Men with Mana?
Yep, so Men with Mana is a wee subsidiary of the Dunedin Multicultural Council. And basically all that means is we've put on a special program called Men with Mana. And what it is, it gets all the men from different backgrounds and different cultures together to cook a feed. Now, in a lot of cultures, typically it's women that do the cooking, you know, like African cultures and that. And but in this case, the whole idea behind this is to get the men on behind the stove. I do a lot of cooking myself, so I'm familiar with cooking in that. So we've got and we always take turns, eh?
Yeah, like we do.
Different people.
It's great fun too.
It is great fun.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
We get a chance to connect and have a wee kororo and see how we're all getting on, and sometimes we bring the kids in that
and listen to music while we cook.
Listen to music, and some of the chefs, some of the men are really good at cooking.
Yeah,
and I think we've got
a lot of them have been chefs.
That's right. Yeah. Now I understand we've got a special guest coming coming up on the next one on the 19th of February from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have Argentinian cooking. We have a chef from Argentina.
Yeah.
That's really special. What's his name? Orlando Diaz. That sounds fancy. Chef Orlando Diaz, and he's cooking empanadas stuffed with cheese, olives, and onions. That sounds nice. Nice and vegetarian. And it says, Men with Mana gathers men from multicultural communities and conducts cooking sessions promoting conversation and dialogue about mental health, reducing family violence, and keeping families safe. Empowerment via what's that say?
Etufano values.
Etufano values.
Yeah. Family values.
And dinner starts at 6 p.m. Venue, Super Grands, South City Mall, Cargill's Corner, South D.
Yeah, so it starts at 4, but that's when the men turn up.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
We have the men there, and they cook for a couple of hours.
Yep.
And just prepare the food.
Yep.
And all the families and women and families and kids are welcome to come.
To join as well,
To join, to eat at 6 o'clock.
Oh, lovely. Oh, awesome. That's exciting. Empanadas this week on Thursday. That's choice.
Well, what is actually empanadas? Do you know what they are?
Empanadas is like a giant dumpling, but not giant, but it's just about a dumpling, but that big, about the size of a donut. But it's instead of a gooey, dumplingy shell, it's a bread shell, but like a...
crispy, a baked. It's like a pie, but it's like a pie that looks like a dumpling with stuff in it, like meat and eggs and different yummy things. I've had empanadas made before by an Argentinian girl once. That was quite cool. That was years back. That was quite neat. And empanadas are yum. You can get some as well. Made by some Filipinos at the Filipino bakery down in South D. But this one is direct from the source, eh? Argentina.
Yeah. I've never really eaten Argentinian food, so I don't really know anything about their food, have you?
They make mean steaks.
Steaks,
yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the food there is all vegetarian.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So there'll be no steaks.
Yeah, it's vegetarian and it's halal as well. So for all... and it's kosher, so it ticks all the boxes.
Yep.
unless you're vegan, I suppose you can't eat it if you're vegan, but I'm sure they'll figure something out for vegan options once you're there.
Mm. Yeah, so me and my mum has been going for a few years, and it was started by our past president, Lux.
Yep.
Salvington.
That's right.
So shout out to Lux for all his work that he's put in there, and it's still going after, like, what, 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please, Lux, please tell your friends. Mm. Share it. It is on Facebook and on our Dunedin Multicultural webpage and our Facebook page.
I remember I went there once. It was Chef Abdul.
That's right. Yeah.
Syrian chef.
Syrian chef, yeah.
And I think he's got that food truck, hey? Abdul's food truck. And he made creamy chicken on rice. It was really good, eh?
Yeah.
It was really good.
It
really hit the spot, like on a cold winter's night.
And I got the job of cutting the onions.
Oh, no.
A few tears that night.
Some happy tears, I hope.
So we've chosen a song to honour our Argentinian chef who will be cooking on Thursday for Men With Mana. So the song we're going to be playing is an Argentinian traditional song, and it is cool. A tango. Enjoy. Thank you. You're listening to Dunedin Multicultural Council on air. I'm with PK and I'm with Ash.
Kia ora whānau.
You were just listening to an Argentinian tango. We put that on because of Men With Mana, which is this Thursday, the 19th of February.
Down at Super Grands.
Super Grands. And the chef will be, what's his name?
Orlando Diaz.
Yeah, so shout out to Orlando.
And he's cooking empanadas.
Empanadas, yeah.
Cheese, olives and onions. That sounds real tasty, yeah.
So yeah, feel free to come along to Super Grands this Thursday. Yeah, come and eat at 6 o'clock if you're a male or a man.
Yep.
You can turn up at 4 and help us cook.
Yep, yep. And if you're not, then come at 6 and to come enjoy a lovely feed.
Hey, you know we've got the South Dunedin Festival coming up. Yeah. What day is that? It's next month, isn't it?
I think so.
It is March the...
14th? 15th?
14th.
14th, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It is March the 14th.
It's coming up soon, eh?
Let's check that. Yeah, March the 14th.
And it looks like you and I are running the multicultural stage.
The multicultural stage, yeah.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
So we've got a series of acts, eh?
We've got a few acts. A lot of dance groups.
Dance
groups,
oh, cool.
So we've got Jay Anthony from the Classical School of Indian Dance.
Yep. They're cool, eh?
We've got some belly dancers.
Cool, that's always fun.
I can't even pronounce it now, Kyrgyzstan.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Really? Is that where they're from?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, that's going to be good then.
From the run sheet from our meeting the other
is
day.
Is that right? Oh, that's going to be cool. I really want to see that. I like belly dancing. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love Middle Eastern dance.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it.
It's very fluid. It's very graceful. And it's like, it's very classy. It's very tasteful. And it's got like a subtle tease to it as well. It's very classy. Yeah. I'm into it. Oh. And it goes well with the music.
What I like about those dances is what they wear and the, bells and things that they tie their waist
that's
and around
right.
their ankles.
That's right. And,
yeah,
and the
quite,
dance, that's right.
When they dance.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's interactive dance and sound together with the music. Yeah. No, it's really cool. Yeah, I'm into it. Mm.
So we've been supporting the Dunedin Multicultural Council with the Multicultural Stage since South Dunedin Festival started, I think. Yeah. So it's good to be involved with and to meet different cultures and performances that they do.
And Peter, if I'm not mistaken, are you and I doing a couple of tracks as well with Dean?
We should be. We need to let
Anna know. Yeah,
we can do a couple of tracks. That'll be good. That'll be fun.
That would be fun, eh?
And what Ash is talking about is if we've been writing hip hop tracks.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
The last few years.
That's right.
And performing them at multicultural events around Otago. Our last session was at the Interfaith Council.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dunedin Interfaith Harmony Dinner.
Yeah.
That was quite good. And the one before that was early last year at the Hare Krishna.
The Hare Krishna.
Holy Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a good 300 people, eh?
That was great. That was
in an auditorium.
Yeah.
That's the biggest stage we've done
yet.
Trinity Church. College.
Catholic auditorium.
That's the biggest stage we've done yet.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Mm. Yeah, and I look forward to this street festival. This will be a goodie.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the thing about our multicultural performances, we're always meeting new people.
We are.
And new performers. And
that's right.
Which I really love, being a musician.
Right. Yeah.
And discovering new talent, multicultural talent in Otipoti, Dunedin.
That's right. No, this is going to be really cool because it's going to be a lovely display of different cultures, human cultures, you know, from the human family, from around the planet, you know, different dances, different songs. What a lovely diversity. You know, it'd be boring if we just watched bagpipes and we were dancing all day, right? You know, I mean, it's good. It's great. I love it. It's part of one of the world cultures, but we don't want to be doing one thing all the time. I just don't want to have, you know, steak and potatoes every day for the rest of my life. You know, I want butter chicken one day. I want empanadas one day, you know. Having this beautiful diversity, it's kind of like walking into a garden. That quote from Abu Baha, you know, how he says, you know, the human family is like a garden. You know, each one is like a different type of flower. everyone looks different, they smell different, and they complement each other. They don't clash, they complement. And it's just wonderful. Or otherwise, it'd just be too boring. If it was just roses all day, you know, I'd get bored, you know.
And what sort of flower would you be?
Oh, probably a pansy.
Pansy. Yeah, I'd probably be a hydrangea. I'd be a hydrangea living in Dunedin because they love the shade and the rain.
That's a good question. What flower would I be? I don't know. Calendulas are kind of neat. An African calendula, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to plant dahlias. Dahlias are quite cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Hmm. You know, the French variety is not too bad either. The French calendula.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit more I don't know how to it's
frilly.
It's frilly. Yes, exactly. That's the word. Yeah. The French calendula is frilly, whereas the African one's very nice and neat, as if it's been, you know, someone's buzzed it and made it look all proper. And yeah.
Oh, now that you're talking about the African calendula.
The African,
got an African flower coming up here. A good friend of ours, Namakal, from Zambia.
Oh, that's right. That's true, yeah.
She's done a few events with us, hasn't she?
That's right,
Multicultural events.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to Namakal Nalumango from Zambia.
And she's got a very good song that I really, really love, actually.
Well, you know, she wrote that song in 2023.
Oh, yeah.
For the listeners there, Namakal lives here in Dunedin. And is well known around the streets of Dunedin because she does this walking thing where she walks everywhere.
Yeah,
that's what I love about Africans. They can walk for miles.
Yep.
And they do that in their homeland.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Every day.
Yeah. Well, she walked like a couple of thousand miles,
rain or shine,
around Dunedin, in 6 months or something.
Is that
a really
right?
Short amount of time.
Really.
And that was that's but amazing. And her thing about walking was meeting people.
Yeah.
And just talking to them people on the street.
Yep.
And she walked all the bus routes in Dunedin.
Did she?
She did a project, And she's written a book or something about that.
Yeah.
And one of her walks, she told me she walked to Port Chalmers.
Did she?
Yeah. So anyway, here's Namakal with her song, Beautiful Aotearoa. Take care.
Si whanau.
This program was produced for Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin, with support from New Zealand On Air.